Ballinger, circa 1905. Brother Ballinger.
I have words to speak to all God's people to beware of your vain philosophy. You are out of the way. You are weaving fine threads into the figures composing a pattern, and in doing this, you call the mind from the very subjects that God designs shall prepare souls for the work God has given them for this time. I am instructed to say, the Lord Jesus is not leading your mind now, any more than on the occasion when the paper, the Sentinel, was lifted up before a party, and a hand was passed over the articles published in this paper, saying, this paper could be in circulation to thousands of unbelievers. The words were repeated, if the Sabbath question was left out, then the circulation would be largely increased. But one was in the company who said, in that case, who would advocate the publication of this paper? The testing truth question must not be lost sight of in one issue, but should appear in vindication of the Sabbath. Isaiah 58, verse 11 to 14. You advocated the idea, and then you confessed your error with weeping. Now you are again in error. God has not given you the burden you suppose. He has laid the foundation of truth, and we came to the right position of what is truth nearly half a century ago. All through this period, we have had both men and women coming up to advance new light that was, is, not of God. Why? Because the Lord God of heaven has led us in light, clear and definable, which places the sanctuary question in the right light before the people. Oh, how tremblingly we walked and worked and searched the Scriptures. Chapter after chapter of experience was opened before us in remarkable transactions. There were meetings of a few, about one dozen, and the Scriptures were searched point by point until every point was established in the faith. We pled the promise, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show us his covenant." Psalm 25, verse 14. These men had critical minds, and it was first one and then the other that was convinced on the sanctuary question. The representation was so clear and distinct from the pattern God gave them in the mount that the most convincing arguments were brought forward. As the love of Christ was progressing in our hearts, the clear and distinct truth was substantiated. It was months of urgent searching. When once the truth was harmonious in the minds of the praying, searching ones, then all presented it before other minds, and as the numbers of Sabbath keepers increased, there was harmony in our ranks of understanding. There had been mourning and sighing over our understanding at first, but this did not make any perceptible gaining in knowledge of the Bible facts. We presented the truth as we now advocated, and as some opposed, we just patiently went over the subject again and again and again of the sanctuary question until the glory of God would come upon us. Again and again, the room where we assembled was so full of the glory of God. Our voices came up to God to prayer, singing, and praise. And it was oft substantiated by the glory of God in vision. The matter was presented and confirmed. It cost us much labor to make every point clear to critical minds, but always such blessings came that the faces of all present expressed the glory of God. So we became established upon the question of the sanctuary question. I cannot begin to present the powerful experience. This experience was carried from place to place, but I have not strength to go into all the experience. Suffice it to say, we were confirmed and established. Many times this experience has been repeated in the presentation of the truth in new places. Fresh perceptions were imparted, bringing into consciousness vigorous vibrations, chords of such striking importance as exist between Christ and our own hearts. The visions were given to confirm the message.
There was not a depending upon the mere word, but the confirmation of that word in mighty power. The Spirit of Christ and of the closest seeking of God were manifest. All who sought Him with all the heart found Him. The weak in faith in Bible evidence were confirmed, strengthened, and settled. All did not discern the sanctuary question in its important bearings until the representations came to them in the clear application of truth from the visions which God gave. The power and the glory and the honor flowed forth from human lips. When opposers came in to block the way by a specious reasoning, the Lord raised up many of the strong reasons through the Spirit of God to confirm the word.
I have a message for Brother Ballinger. You are mistaken in your scriptural explanations, for God's word is not yea and nay, but yea and amen. For there are many confirmations of the truthfulness of our position and understanding of the sanctuary. One scripture in its explanation is not to deny the truth of the sanctuary question, which figures so prominently in the word. You may twist the scriptures, as many will in these last days, so that they have long threads which they draw into their figure. Many, many words carry not the light, neither theories. After our brother gets through his long, fine-threaded argument, the people cannot understand, for the proofs are wanting. The Lord calls upon you. Testify to the truth, and do not commit to minds such explanations that the mind becomes confused. Their minds cannot grasp your long explanations. We must have truth that is more forcible, without so much that cannot be explained and made discernible. In short, you are not to carry any such explanations before the people. For truth needs not such indiscernible assertions. Your mind and the minds of the people want solid, plain truth that will not deny and disconnect God's special truths that have been bearing the test of investigation for nearly a century. I have a message for Brother Ballinger which will prove for his present and eternal good if he will humbly seek God and have his spiritual eyesight cleared to discern that which has been presented to me. The figure of the pattern he is framing is positively a mistake, and it will do much harm to many poor souls. I have been giving the note of warning, "Take heed how ye hear." The Lord Jesus would not have any such mystery of his truth. Satanic agencies are pleased to use the mind and voice to speak to the people sentiments which will set minds on a train of questioning and criticizing the facts of the Word of God. You begin this work, and you will be in union with the some who will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Paul was a religious man before he was converted. He was a Christian in heart, mind, and soul after his conversion. If the enemy can divert minds from the great central work to be done in preparing a people to stand in the great testing of character before us, that will please him. The Lord forbids anyone claiming to believe the truth to get up explanations of Scripture to deny the truth that has been given to his people, and to disturb and occupy the minds with new theories that would undermine the foundations of the Word of God. Some other man will come in and have a burden to give his interpretation of the word, which will set minds in unrest and withdraw them from the issues that now are to occupy the minds of ministers. Read Matthew 28:16-20. There is with you, my brother, a desire to bring in something new, and to take the minds captive, and yourself be supposed to be a deep man in research of the word, when the facts are that you are not rightly interpreting the word. You are bringing in subjects of controversy and raising all manner of questions which employs the time of your fellow ministers to hear you. Your time to go into these explanations is not called for and creates questions and differences of opinion and creates strife and misunderstandings and a party spirit. You are to be careful whom you are serving in this line. You need to stop right where you are, for you have an instructor by your side to lead you astray with deceiving representations.
I shall now present this before all our people, as you have chosen to turn from the warnings given. I shall be compelled to warn our people.